opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based on their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Hi, welcome. My name is Haley, and I'm a teen librarian for Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library. So as a part of our College and Career Connections Initiative, we are interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Today's interview is with Brandon. So hey, Brandon, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Hi. Very nice to be here.
Thank you. So which school are you attending?
I currently attend the University of Florida.
So where is that school and what is the city and town like?
The University of Florida is located in Gainesville, Florida. It is a common misconception that we are in South Florida, like Miami area, but yeah. Gainesville is actually North Central Florida. The town itself is really nice. It's 100% geared to students. I will say that the city of Gainesville is built around the University of Florida. Mm-hmm. So it is definitely what you imagine of a small football college town.
Mm-hmm. So like how would you rate your overall experience there?
This is my second year here, and I have to say that I feel blessed to have made such a wise decision at such a young age every day. I truly enjoy being a Gator, being a student here at the University of Florida, and everything that involves. I have absolutely no complaints. The experience is better than I ever imagined as a middle school student, as a high school student.
That's awesome.
Yes, I just feel truly blessed and honored to be a student here and be a part of such a dynamic atmosphere.
What's like something about like the school or the atmosphere that like really sets it apart?
What I think sets University of Florida apart is just how driven the faculty and staff are to your education and to the achievement of earning your degree. Mm-hmm. I haven't run into a single faculty, staff, professor, instructor who hasn't been 100% for their students and willing to do anything in their power to help them.
Wow.
A lot of our professors work behind the scenes, after hours, past office hours, to really help us get to where we need to be, even if it has nothing to do with their class. Professors are always going the extra mile for us, and other faculty like student advisors, our counseling and wellness center, and places like that also go above and beyond to see us succeed here.
Oh, that's so incredible. I'm so glad to hear that. So what's like the food like on campus and what are your food options?
So the food on campus, if you ask some people, is but for me personally, I say don't go to college expecting home cooked food either way. It kind of makes you want to go home, which is always a good thing. But the food on campus is not terrible. It is a lot better than what our parents probably were eating in college as college students. There are two main dining halls with a variety of stations in each, from omelet stations to pasta stations to pizza stations to dessert bars to vegan stations.
Wow.
And there's a lot of variety. It doesn't taste, again, home cooked, but they also have like different seasonings and stuff, so you can add your own flavor. We also have a lot of other dining options. We have, I think, 4 Starbucks, maybe more.
Oh, nice.
We also have a Chick-fil-A. We have a Subway. We have a KFC. We have Avant Pain, which is kind of like a Panera bread. It's just like Panera. And we also have Chomp It, which is kind of like a convenience store on campus that has like a restaurant. And since I'm speaking with North Carolinians, I know that y'all know about Cookout.
Oh,
And
yes.
so you can think of Chomp It as kind of like a cookout.
Oh, nice.
And we also have a salad restaurant. There's a Wendy's in the Union. There's a Papa John's in the Union. I think we have two or three Panda Express restaurants here. And we also have a Wing Zone, which is kind of like our version of Buffalo Wild Wings.
That sounds great.
Oh,
I'm hungry now.
we also have Moe's too. We have a Moe's on campus.
Oh, nice. Well, you have a ton of options, I guess.
Yes, the options are limitless.
So, do you live on campus or do you know what the residence halls are like?
Yes, so I lived on campus my freshman year in a traditional dorm, and I currently live on campus in an apartment style dorm. For me, I will say that traditional style dorms are not the nightmare that I imagined them to be. They are not awful. They are an adjustment, but it's a fun adjustment. The rooms are probably bigger than you're thinking because I genuinely thought I was going to be living in a 2x4. But it's not bad. The traditional experience is one that I would recommend for everyone. Just so, 10 years from now, when you're looking back, you can say that, like, hey, I shared a bathroom with like 40 people and it was great. But it's really not bad. UF is really good to us. The communal style bathrooms are cleaned usually once a day. Well, always once a day, but usually twice a day. And they even come in and like tidy up on weekends. So you don't really have to worry about it being a mess in there. The bathrooms do get cleaned every single day. The rooms for traditional style are bigger than what most people probably anticipate.
Nice.
And on the apartment side of things, I would say the same thing. The apartment style, our bathrooms are actually still cleaned, just once a week, not once a day. And we have a full kitchen, a living room, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and it's really, really nice. You can't beat it.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So you talked about how much you loved the faculty. Can you think of like a standout faculty experience that you've had?
Yes. So I will use my academic advisor. So I am a fellow North Carolinian. I'm from Durham. And I did early college on the campus of North Carolina Central University. And so when I got here, I had a lot of out-of-state credits and they weren't transferring in right. It wasn't looking good. It was looking like I was going to have to do an entire 4 years and recomplete classes that I took at NCCU. But my advisor really, really worked hard with me, the registrar's office, the admissions office, and pretty much every academic department here to really push my credits through and get them shown on my degree audit, which, for some people that doesn't sound like a lot, but as an out-of-state student, it can take 2 or 3 years for all of your credits to properly transfer over. But my advisor worked really hard. She was calling people in people's emails, inbox every single day, and we got it done within like 2 or 3 months.
Oh, wonderful.
And that just really made me feel at home here because, college is a business and they want money, which can be daunting as a student who wants to go to college. But that experience really showed me like they care about me. They care about my desire to finish early, to get out as soon as possible. And they helped me make that happen.
So what was one of the reasons you decided to transfer? Because I know,
So,
oh, sorry.
go ahead.
I was just going to say, because I know going from North Carolina to Florida is like a big jump.
Yes. So the early college program is designed so that in your first 2 years of high school, you finish all of your core high school requirements. And that's achieved by not having electives so that your last 2 years you can do full-time status on the campus of NCCU. And so the premise is to graduate with at least 60 credits, and then go to another university or stay at NCCU and finish, but be able to finish in 2 years. I chose to leave the state personally because I just wanted to try something new. I wanted to see new things. I have a very like exploratory demeanor to myself. I like traveling, seeing new stuff, taking pictures, new places, trying new restaurants that like they don't have in Durham or in North Carolina in general. So when I was applying to college my senior year of high school, I told myself, you know, we're not going to apply to any in-state schools. You're going out of state. Which state? We don't know yet, but you're leaving North Carolina. Mainly because I just feel like this is the age where you get out and you experience those things because you're in college, but you're not held down to like bills and responsibilities or other people like spouses or kids or really much of anything unless you have those type of circumstances already. But for most, you know, college juniors and seniors, or high school juniors and seniors, sorry. You know, college, thinking about college, you think about like getting away, becoming your own person. And for me, I always just felt like I want to leave North Carolina. I want to see somewhere different. I have all of my life to come back to North Carolina, but I've spent so much time here. You know, I should try to live somewhere else. And so I really just implemented that thought.
I relate to you so much when you said you had like an exploratory mindset. Like I feel that too. So that's really cool. So was the campus like easy to navigate, and do you typically walk or bike to get to class?
So the University of Florida is huge. We have about 55,000 students, and so the campus is huge. But once you know where you're going, it feels small. It's kind of like being in Charlotte. Like when visitors come to Charlotte, they're like, oh wow, Charlotte is huge. But once you've lived in Charlotte for a couple months, you're like, oh, like, yeah, I don't go to that side of Charlotte anyway. My side of Charlotte is quaint. Every time I go somewhere, I see somebody I know. And that's kind of the same here at UF. At first, it's really hard because you'll see all these different classroom buildings. I think UF has over 150 buildings. And so you'll see all these different names and classroom buildings, and on your schedule, they're in acronyms, or they're really short, and you're trying to figure out like what's where. And there's so many students, and everybody looks like they know where they're going at US. So it can be really daunting to like stop and ask. But once you stop and ask a few times and you get through like the first 2 weeks of class, everything really just feels like a circle. And so the campus is big, but most everything is walkable. I'm not a huge exercise person, so I told myself, you know, you're gonna get your steps in. Like, it's okay not to go to the gym. You'll just take the 20-minute walk to class instead of using the bus. And so there are buses that go everywhere on campus. You can find a bus to anywhere from anywhere. We have a bus app. And so you can locate buses, you know, what stop it's going to be at, how much time you have. when it's going to come around again. But most everything is walkable. I haven't had to walk more than like 25 minutes. And that might seem like a lot, but walking is really good for you, especially if you don't like to exercise like me. So the campus is big and it can feel hard to navigate at first, but if you just ask around and start acclimating yourself with like, oh, like I saw this yesterday when I was coming this way, and then you turn around and you look, you're like, oh, that's where I was yesterday. And you just familiarize yourself with like checkpoints, stop points, like if you see something familiar, it gets easy. And once you're a month into UF, you could walk this campus in your sleep.
I went to UNC Charlotte, and that was exactly what it was like there too. Because it was like you just said, like it's a big school, but you see someone you know like all the time. It's wild. So I know you kind of went over this, but like what were there any like specific factors that led you to choose this school over others?
So, this is always my favorite question. I chose UF for a lot of reasons. The biggest reason is the money, but not in the standard way that people think. As I mentioned, I went to an early college program, and the program was extremely rigorous. And so when I was applying to schools, I was of the mindset like I've worked so hard, I have a perfect GPA, I'm in so many organizations, I have all these credits with a perfect GPA as well. I've been working, just really placing value in everything that I achieved in high school, and I felt like, it's one thing to get accepted into a college, like, yay, they want me. But it's another thing for a college or university to offer you a scholarship because that means that they really want you enough to pay for you to attend their institution. And that means a lot. I don't think that a lot of people think about it like that because a lot of people do feel like I've worked so hard, I'm entitled to scholarships. But it really means a lot for a university. A full ride, a partial ride, any type of scholarship, like that really shows that they value you as a person, your hard work as a high school student, every experience that you went through leading up to, earning your high school diploma. And so I chose UF because they really made me feel valued as a student. I felt like they genuinely saw how much hard work I put in. And for that, they gave me a scholarship. And they weren't the only school to give me a scholarship. But, that paired with little things like them calling me on my birthday, sending me, congratulatory, emails when I reached my last semester of high school, even before I knew if I was in or not, it was like a constant reminder that they were here and they were rooting for me. And that was before I even got my decision letter. I genuinely felt welcomed already.
That's so true. That is such an accomplishment. Congratulations.
Thank
So
you.
my fine, you're welcome. And just one more question, which is, what is something you wish you had known that an incoming or a prospective student can benefit from?
One thing that I really wish I had known is that it's okay to not know anything. Knowing that you want to pursue higher education is genuinely enough to come to college. It's okay to not come in knowing that you want to be like an astrophysicist or a neurosurgeon or a cardiothoracic surgeon. You meet people and it sounds like, again, everybody knows where they're going and everybody knows what they want to do and where they want to be. And so it can feel really hard and the pressure can set in a lot if you do feel like you want to come in undecided or you don't know what you want to do. 4 years from now. I think it's really important for high schoolers to know that you don't have to have a solid plan. You know, people always ask, well, what do you want to do when you grow up? And it's okay to genuinely say, I don't know, because 8 times out of 10, your plan coming into college, you're in college because so many things happen. You know, you say you want to be a doctor, but then you get into an organic chemistry class and you're like, oh, no, it's not worth it. Or you say, you know, you want to be an accountant. You get in a, you know, accounting class and you're like, no. Or you genuinely have those interests, you take the classes, but then you join, you know, like a gardening organization or an environmental club, and you realize, like, hey, I want to advocate for climate change. And then you realize, I want to be an environmental engineering major. I don't really want to be a doctor. There are so many things that change and so many mindsets that you meet in college that you will change, and that's okay. It's okay to progress into something different than what you've told your parents or what you've told your pastor or what you've told your principal and your teachers. None of them are probably where they thought they would be, you know, when they were 8. And so it's really okay to come to college and just really be there in the moment, you know, not knowing and just ready to figure it out. Like, it's okay to come in blind, essentially.
That's excellent advice because you're completely right. You might think you want to do one thing and then learn something else and then go a different path, and that's completely fine. So, thank you so much, Brandon. I really appreciate you talking with us today.
Thank you.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best as we can. So, for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library's website at cmlibrary.org/teens. And also check out the Career Exploration podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard or know someone who would, share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, please leave a review on your podcast provider or contact us directly. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight Series, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.